I'm here with Ravina Vijayanandam, who is the Black and Ethnic Minorities Officer Candidate. Let's just start off by you explaining why you decided to run for the position of BME Officer.
Sure. I'm from North Wales, and it's a place that isn't very culturally diverse. So coming to university, I experienced a lot of different cultures, and that sort of opened my eyes to different things. And I was also able to, you know, experience different cultures and learn from them. So I think it was something that I became quite passionate about. And especially last year, I started Tamil Society. So that, again, allowed me to interact with different cultures and different societies. So that's something that I wanted to fight for, because it is something I'm passionate about and something... I think there is a lot of issues surrounding cultural diversity, and that's something that I feel like I can be a voice for.
That's great. So what do you think are the biggest issues or the problems that students fit the BME description are facing at university?
I think there's a lot of issues that they don't feel like they can talk to people about, because they're not sure who to talk to, or they're not sure if it's a problem they should be feeling bad about. So this is something by, like, one of the things I want to do is provide regular drop-in sessions. I think this will provide people an opportunity to sort of come in, have a chat about their, about anything they're feeling, anything they want to talk about, and just give them a chance to express that, you know, if they have got anything to talk about. I want to do it both here and at the Heath campus. I think a lot of the students are facing issues that they feel like they can't talk about, or they think they're issues that, you know, they shouldn't really be feeling bad about. So by providing things like drop-in sessions, both here at the Heath campus, because I'm from the Heath campus, so I think it's important to have different hubs. Hopefully, it will provide people an opportunity to talk about things they might be going through, barriers they may be facing, and just issues surrounding cultural diversity. So I think that's the main thing that I think students, you know, are facing. I think it's okay to think that this is an issue. Sometimes people think that they shouldn't be feeling bad about these issues, but, you know, I think having people to talk to about it will help.
Okay, and so how would you go about implementing, for example, the changes that you mentioned? How would you go about making sure that those hubs were up and running if you were elected?
Sure, I think it would be very difficult, because there are, you know, a lot of constraints in terms of volunteers and funding, things like that, but... that's the sort of things that I'll be trying to combat, and I'll work with the union in trying to organise these things. So I'd have to get people in from the outside, so like councillors, things like that, so they have people to talk to. You know, it's just a lot of organisation in terms of, you know, where, when, where. And hopefully with the things I've done before with Tamil Society, I'm the events coordinator this year. So I've been in touch with the union a lot. I've been able to talk to them, and, you know, I've had experience in sort of organising and committing to things like that. So I feel like if I work well with the union, it will be useful in providing these kind of sessions.
That's great. And you talked a little bit about your past experiences with Tamil Society. Is there anything specific about this past experience that you feel will help you in your role if you get elected?
Sure. One thing that is important is collaboration within societies. We as Tamil Society collaborated with Amnesty International in doing a Breaking the Silence event, where we were raising awareness about the civil war going on in Sri Lanka. So that was one thing where, you know, it was an event where we were raising awareness and also collaborating with different societies. So in like that, I would encourage societies, especially BEM societies, to collaborate with each other and, you know, organise events that are based towards that. So I think it's important that I've got previous experience with a BEM society in helping all of the society in the future.
Okay, and is there anything that you want to add, or is there anything that you want to talk about your manifesto, or is there any other point that you want to raise quickly?
Sure, yeah. I think it's important to say, just like gender equality isn't just a fight for women, the fight for, you know, abolishing racial prejudice is a fight for everyone. So equality should be everyone's fight, not just, you know, black and ethnic minority people. So that's something that I will be hoping to make people aware of, and make it everyone's fight.